Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday NATO has delivered 98% of the combat vehicles promised to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion of the country last year. Speaking to reporters at Alliance headquarters in Brussels, Stoltenberg said the support NATO allies have provided Ukraine through the Ukraine Defense Contact Group has been unprecedented.
That means over 1,550 armored vehicles, 230 tanks and other equipment, including vast amounts of ammunition.
The NATO chief said he believes those deliveries put Ukraine in a strong position to continue to retake territory occupied by Russia. As fighting eased during a three-day ceasefire, many stuck in the crossfire in Sudan's capital took the opportunity to leave. AP correspondent Karen Chames has more on that story.
At the Arkin crossing in Egypt at the northern border, Sudanese families and others streamed into Egypt, desperate to get out of the crossfire between the forces of Sudan's two top generals. One foreigner, called Mario, said the situation had become unbearable.
It became very unsafe, and there was no more food, electricity.
Meanwhile, British nationals were finally evacuated to the UK, many expressing their relief to be back.
We're out of danger. There's no bombings. We're not ducking and diving. We're home.
When asked how she felt about how the evacuation was organised, she said,
I would have liked it to be sooner, quicker. Took 11 days, but we're here.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For the latest on what is happening in Sudan, Ukraine, and other places in our world, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said on Thursday it welcomed anything that could bring the end of the Ukraine conflict closer when asked what it thought of the phone call a day earlier between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but the Kremlin said it still needed to achieve the aims of what it calls its special military operation in Ukraine. Federal prosecutors say Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, accused of leaking highly classified military documents, remains a grave threat to national security and a flight risk, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a filing asking a judge to keep Jack Teixeira in custody, prosecutors say the 21-year-old kept an arsenal of weapons and talked online about violence, murder, and an assassination van. They write the damage Teixeira's already caused to national security is immense, and the damage he's still capable of causing is extraordinary, that he may still have unreleased material of tremendous value to hostile nation states that might try to help him escape the U.S. Teixeira's been in jail since earlier this month, and his lawyers are urging the judge to release him, arguing even if the court thinks he's a flight risk, it could set conditions like home confinement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tucker Carlson has emerged on Twitter with a video that does not directly mention his recent former employer, Fox News. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
2 days after being fired, Tucker Carlson tweeted a two-minute monologue that did not address why he suddenly became unemployed.
The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant.
The conservative former TV host said corporate media and political parties work to prevent discussions of big issues, but
when honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink.
Fox News did not explain why it fired its most popular personality a week after settling a lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems. Media reports centered on private messages sent by Carlson. They were redacted in court papers, but sources say they included crude remarks and slurs against a senior Fox executive that may have been a catalyst in Fox's decision to cut him loose. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. officials have postponed a meeting in Uganda about an HIV/AIDS program in the East African country because they need time to assess the impact of an anti-LGBTQ bill soon expected to become law there, a U.S. Department spokesperson said. The bill, one of the harshest in the world, was passed by Uganda's parliament March 21st and sent to President Yoweri Museveni for assent, but he sent it back asking for changes. Diane Roberts, VOA News.